So the COVID chief knew how deadly the virus was back in the beginning. Just didn't want to scare us. The head cheerleader wanted to paint a smiley face on the coronavirus. Tell us it would fade away. Tell us it was contained. Tell us we didn't need to wear masks or avoid crowded bars. Assure us there was nothing to fear here. Right. This from the town crier whose doom and gloom messages about everything from immigrant caravans to socialist takeovers are intended to scare the pants off every undecided voter in the country. Our cities are burning. Looters and rioters and those liberal Democrats have run amok in left-wing urban enclaves. Illegal immigrants are flooding into white America, raping and killing and selling our kids drugs. Crime is rampant. The cops are being handcuffed by socialist legislatures. If Biden is elected, the stock market will crash. The economy will plunge. The coming depression will be like nothing we've ever seen. This is the stuff of a calming cheerleader? One who doesn't want to incite panic in the population? Give me a break. The man would scream fire in a crowded, maskless theater if he thought it might get him some votes from the survivors. No way do any rational people, if there are any left, think Donald J. Trump wanted to spare us undue hysteria. We've had 3+ years of anxiety, fear, terror, and dread. You sleep okay at night wondering about this guy's finger on the big red button. Even his fixer, Michael Cohen, will tell you this narcissist would say and do anything to stay in office. If cranking up the fear factor would work, he's all in. But, in my fair and unbalanced way, let me add that when he met with the Californians while their forests and suburbs burned, he didn't yell fire. No. He assured them that global warming was a hoax, and science wasn't always right. In fact, or something he'd like to think is fact, the world will grow colder instead. Soon. You wait and see, he told us. Great leaders sometimes have to put a positive spin on catastrophe. And if a positive spin on catastrophe makes a man a great leader, well, need anyone say more? I know, I'm feeling a definite chill in the air.